right, call our meeting back to order. I believe our agenda's got this gas contract first. Is that right? I don't
That's
have
correct.
A copy in front
yes.
of
me. Yes.
Okay. And evidently we haven't approved this.
No, we have not.
We awarded it to Feral Gas.
Correct.
I remember that vote, but we haven't awarded the contract or
correct.
Authorized.
And Bob
you
has
signed
reviewed
the contract.
It.
Okay.
So I move that we authorize Commissioner Pendle to sign the Feral Gas contract.
And Nikki's told us that Bob's reviewed it.
That is correct. Last week when you gentlemen were at MAC.
Second.
Questions? All those in favor say aye.
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 Motion carries. All right. Nikki, what you got for us? Well, I didn't sign that, have you? It's a bid. We've already done that. All right.
What's the agenda for this week? Just need you to go in to reveal it.
So it looks like our work days are going to be today and Friday. Our heavy
correct.
Work days because we got meetings Wednesday and all that. Right?
Correct.
You say Wednesday, we've
got CDAC.
Okay, that's the only thing I'm
just
saying.
Only got
right.
CDAC, yeah.
What's your...
We got BOA board members on Friday. We've also got the land planning discussions on Friday.
I know, but I was thinking of something else that we had. Did we have an executive session deal set up?
Today we do.
I know, but was there one for Friday?
There's not one posted right now.
No, I didn't.
Do you need to post one, you think?
No, I was thinking that there was one posted, or that I had mentioned a concern that I wanted to address for Friday, but we'll just forget it until I, because it has to be 24 hours in advance, but I want to make a motion that we approve the agenda the way it's presented.
Second. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. What else you got, Nick?
Motion carries.
Do you have pictures that Mr. Kenyon?
Mm-hmm. Jeff just showed.
Okay. Why don't we do that?
Want to do that one?
That nuisance first.
Okay.
The case number is 09-1103. And this has been an ongoing nuisance.
Where are we as far as letters and?
We sent one letter.
All right, then the second letter is moved to send the second letter.
Okay. In the second letter, I'll second that motion. I know there were conversations, gosh, a long time ago, that he's working on it, and I think we ought to have a sentence or two about request of where his stand is, what his plan is.
Maybe him to submit a plan of how he's going to finish this job.
The pictures that Jeff brought us, the one I remember was right here.
I believe in the
shows
second.
Opening in the front of the building.
Yeah.
I believe in the second letter, it does state that they need to contact the office.
Yep, yeah, you're right.
Did that go to the Bernards? Or did that go to the previous
owner? It went to my knowledge, the current owner.
Okay, because I know that I talked before, all the letters went to.
And we started. I think we started the process over on that.
Yeah.
It's no sense of going back to that.
Right.
Right.
On the
right.
second letter, does it talk about the attorney getting involved in the next stage? What's our second letter? Because we've got a.
It does not state that.
I think it says they need.
Further action will be taken.
Okay.
I think that there's possibility of a process that we need to do first. I'm not exactly sure of the date that the renewal of the nuisance ordinance was to be reviewed and voted on, but I'm ready to make a motion that everything in existence that has been presented go ahead and be followed up on. What they get on it. Okay. What I'm saying is, before we make a motion to send this letter, which Jim's already got a motion, but he hasn't got a second, but that we go ahead with everything that's in existence on file, that we go ahead and pursue, and until we can make a decision on what changes we'd want to make on the nuisance ordinance.
So to proceed on the nuisance ordinance, and then it's time to review the existing ordinance.
Right. Proceed with the existing files that are on file with the county.
Well, Nikki just showed that to me for those that are listening. She just showed a copy of the ordinance, and I think we need to speak to Mr. Paulson about whether we can even do that.
Yeah, let's wait till his work session. We can bring that up when he's here from an attorney perspective about what you're saying, Danny.
Okay.
Because there may be wording that says you can't do that. I don't have the ordinance.
The reason I brought it up is because there's probably a reason why you can't do what you're trying to do unless I do bring it up.
Well, you've got a good point.
Yeah. That's the reason I brought it to
just
your attention.
The ordinance sunsetted
the
27th of November. And so we have to figure out what the...
I'd like to withdraw my second.
I'm going to withdraw my motion until we talk to Mr. Paulson.
And I would bring it back up after we have our executive session.
Fair enough.
Okay.
Fair enough.
See how that works.
Okay. Right, and I guess I'll withdraw my motion, but I just wanted to actually.
We need to talk to Bob and see
before
what we
about
can
this
do and what we can't do.
Before we stepped in a hole.
Yep. All right, that worked out good. A little clumsy getting there. It worked out good. All right. So you've got any others? We'll do them at the same time. Nuisance cases.
I just have a request to close one.
Okay.
Oh, I like those.
It's the house on 160. It's cleaned up, the burnt house.
Oh, yeah.
What number is that?
10-0818A.
Motion to close out nuisance cases 100818A.
Second. All those in favor say aye.
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 Motion carries. Okay.
That's all I have on nuisance cases. I need a signature from you guys on departmental designation signature form for 2011.
Okay.
This is for our office and human resources.
We normally do this?
We sign these every year.
Okay.
The following year. Who's responsible? Who's authorized?
So we're authorizing you and Jillian?
Uh-huh.
Do I just need a motion then? What do we do?
I don't know that we necessarily need a motion.
Okay. We do it every year. I can't remember how we did it last year.
Let's make a motion. Better motion than not.
Motion to authorize, is that right? Designate Nikki and Jillian. Okay, here goes. Nikki and Jillian for accounts payable. Nikki for purchase orders, Jillian for payroll, and for the commission office. I'm sorry, I'm reading the two forms here. The commission office and Dixie Wagner for HR and purchase orders, and Jillian for payroll and for HR. There you go.
And if there's any confusion.
We'll have forms for you.
I'll second that motion.
Question? Can you guys have some discussion on that first?
You want to discuss it?
I do.
All right. Let's discuss it.
Okay. We have had talk in the meetings about the filing cabinets and the grants and all the contracts and all those things being moved to our office and somebody being responsible for those, as brought forward by the county counselor or Nikki or whoever needs them at the time. And we were going to assign that responsibility with a title, and that is not on this form. Are you going to just add those two as they come?
I think we just add them.
As they come forward, because there may be some change there, is what I'm saying. There may be some responsibility, which we had talked about, Jillian being over the filing of that or the overseeing of that particular.
Yeah, I think we just add it or change it when it's time.
Okay.
When we get it in place.
All right. I just wanted to you know, we'd had discussion about that, Jim.
Sure.
And I just wanted to make sure that we didn't. Okay, I'm ready.
All those in favor say aye.
Ready to fire? Aye.
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 Motion carries. That wasn't too painful.
I know. That's once in a while I get to let you off easy.
That was kind of you.
Way to go.
All right. I'll let you put the dates on it.
Airport change order. How's that? Mark's here.
We've got Verizon Wireless, but we can go ahead and do Mark.
We'll do Mark's.
Yep. Get him back to the airport.
Yep.
Well, I'm here if you have any questions on it.
Got a change order.
There's two copies that need to be signed.
Can you give us a brief what we're looking at, Mark?
Yes. Initially, the ceiling project of the taxiways and aprons, MoDOT had agreed to also address a minor ponding issue on the west end of the parallel taxiway. At the pre-construction conference, MoDOT decided that the engineer on site decided that that they could not do. Well, let me back up just a little. The ponding issue, it was created by the inclusion of concrete in a median area by the college when they had an airline operation, and so it was creating a ponding issue. MoDOT had decided that it was beyond the scope of the project to mill the median area that was creating the ponding issue, and that their answer was to mill the taxiway. In order to relieve a ponding issue for the median, the taxiway would effectively have to be milled completely away. Well, so that was not acceptable. We asked MoDOT if we could use the savings, the cost savings, of this eliminated portion of the project in other areas that they had limited us against earlier. And yes, they were in favor of that. So we got to do additional crack sealing that they had not allowed us to do earlier, and also to address some conduit crossover areas in the parallel taxiway. We were able to do that with the cost savings and still had more cost savings left over. So effectively what this change order is we got more done for less money, and the change order is for a reduction in cost, not an increase in cost. MoDOT's in favor. The airport board has approved it as well.
Looks like $2,900.
The net savings after reduction. The increase in work was $2,923.32.
Sounds good to me.
Motion to approve change order number, says one.
One here.
One for the Taney County Airport.
Second. Questions or comments?
I'll go along with you, but I just thought there was a, hey.
What'd they?
I've seen that. Hey, I was at the meeting. I thought there was something else that you were going to bring up on at the meeting about savings on that we got to seal more than what?
Well, we... When
I thought it was important that the press is here. I thought it was important that they know that we actually saved money and we got to do more on the project.
Yes, by not doing that portion of the project, that afforded us some cost savings. And MoDOT allowed us to use those cost savings in other areas they had previously not allowed, and namely additional crack sealing and conduit crossover areas of the taxiway. We milled those and overlaid those. After we had done this additional work, we still had additional cost savings, so the change order is actually for a reduction in cost.
Hmm. Good stuff.
It's good.
Yeah. All in favor say aye.
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 Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mark.
Thank you, sir.
Appreciate your work on that. It's been a long process, kind of seems like.
There is. I was working my mind trying to go there. The rest of the project will be in spring with the runway. That's not from this cost savings, but it's because they're allowing us to use the remainder of our allocation of funds on the runway next
for spring. For the runway next spring. That's sort of going ahead, but I didn't.
All right. Verizon Wireless, want to talk about that?
Yes. Last time we talked about this, you guys directed me to contact Verizon to get a network extender on a trial basis to see if it would work. They do have a demo in stock. They're going to be shipping it. I should receive it today or tomorrow. We will have it for a period of 10 days. So we'll see if that's something that works in Brennan Neal's home.
Can we also make sure if we can test it down in the bottom half of the judicial facility? I know that they have some dead spots. I don't know if they've ever addressed it with the extenders down there.
Okay.
So, I mean, it may be a situation where, if I'm thinking back, we've gone through quite a few Verizon and Altel reps.
Correct.
And they had promised a long time ago some extenders for us down the judicial facility. And if we haven't got them installed, it wouldn't be bad to test it real fast before we returned it after we test Brenda's place.
Okay. Actually, I thought that's what Jimmy was probably here for. Didn't we have some dead spots in the jail and the lower judicial facility? Mm-hmm. And I thought that's what he was here for.
Last year, they sent a crew from Verizon and did a walkthrough where it was left. Is they were getting back with me on a proposal to what it would cost.
Well, we can do our own proposal. How's that?
So I'll go back to them.
Or just use the extender and we can come up with our own number.
That's what I was
on this particular type of extender, you can only put 4 lines on it.
Oh, gotcha.
So it's an in-home extender.
Gotcha.
But we can certainly take it down there and see if it will work.
Now they're offering this for a trial basis, but the $250 one that we talked about before,
it's the same one.
It's the same one. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yes.
Because I thought about getting one for my house. Some dead spots around. I got a big power line.
And
there.
They will also be sending us a couple different phones to be using, out and around the county, see if we'll get better reception.
Good.
So.
And the thought is Brenda could try one of those phones.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yes.
I think that's wise. Next.
And we currently have no rep for Verizon.
Mm-hmm.
He moved on to do some other things, so went back to the regional manager, and she always stays in touch with me. So just so you guys know. The household chemical agreement that was approved earlier in the year, we received a notice for next year's amount, which is $2,319.56.
Is that the percentage one?
Yes.
Is that for the hazardous one for Branson? That's divided up between Branson, Hollister, Forsyth. Taney County, and Forsyth.
Correct.
And that's an estimated cost, or is that our cost? That's what I was wondering.
That is our cost.
Okay.
Can I show you what I have here?
Yeah, because we just voted on the other one. Was that just that was
for 2010?
That was to spend the money we had allocated. So this is what we're supposed to.
Yeah.
This is what we're supposed to budget for coming up next year.
Yeah.
And we spent 2,100. and it's going up to 2,300, so it's a $200 increase.
But Jim, it's off of a percentage of what
well, yeah,
was brought
right, 68%.
In. Yeah, what's brought in, and so I make a motion for approval. I mean, we have no.
Well, we just put it, we'll just have her submit it to Rick and put it in the budget.
Put it
we'll
in the
approve
budget.
The budget at that point.
And then I'll hang on to this, and I won't pay it
until it's approved.
Sure.
Right.
They
well,
don't
it
have
says it. Due date. Is that going to be an issue? You may want to check when they actually expect the money, because we don't have money in the budget until the first week of January.
Right.
But I would give it to Rick and make sure it's allocated.
You want to wait and approve it then, or you
yeah.
want to approve it now?
When we approve the budget.
Okay.
Because we're not going to cut it out. It's just, and we don't have it actually posted to vote for that
okay.
specifically.
All right.
But make sure Rick has that, if you would, Nick. Ozark Beach change order, you don't have that?
I do. They were going to be here at 11:15, so I'm
here.
All
right, wait, that's fine. You just want to leave it up here for us?
That's for Suti.
No, we're gonna lose it.
That's Suti.
Lose it and shred it.
Well, we're on the mics. You shouldn't have said that.
Yeah.
Hey, that's Suti, isn't it?
We'll blame Danny.
Yes.
Okay, well, why don't we go on to some of these others and holler at him on the phone, have him come up.
Okay.
We don't have it posted for 11:15. They just got a schedule for 11:15.
Well, we
right.
got.
I think he was. I believe he was making a trip.
All right.
Okay.
Sean Berry.
All right.
I can just leave this here.
Okay.
Good. We need to. You know, every time I know, let me be. A frugal person right now. Every time that the engineer drives from Springfield to present this change order, he's costing us 2 hours of engineering time because it's charging us drive time. We could probably handle the same situation over the phone and not spend the money for him to present this.
Sounds wise to me.
We might.
Mr. Suti, I mean, if you want to call Sean Berry and say, just be available by phone, that way we can save the time and the money.
This is my copy.
Wow. What is this? The nuisance? Okay.
Bob is scheduled next.
All right, we'll leave this up here, and then you're going to call Sean and see if you can't stop him from driving.
Yes.
Unless he's coming here for some other reason.
Okay.
Well, recess then, sir, until we go to our next session, which is Mr. Paulson. But Danny has to say something.
I have to say something. The reason I thought that Sean probably would go ahead and be down here, I think he's in charge of the Kirbyville project. He may be coming down for that also, but... That's the reason I thought Mr. Suti might have some idea if he was going to be here earlier or what. So
I'll call.
I always have some reason, Jim, that I bring these things. That may not sound like it, but
no,
I do.
It does. It sounds like you have a reason. How about a recess, sir?
Okay. She's gone. We got Park Drive Road easement.
Randy Hayes put that on.
Okay. Recess, and we'll be back in
10:15, whatever. We'll get Bob.